Public News Service Tuesday afternoon update. I'm Mike Clifford. Negotiations on a hostage and ceasefire deal in Gaza appear to be at an impasse, with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu leaning towards expanded military operations and Hamas demanding the humanitarian situation be addressed before it returns to talks. That from CNN. They report Netanyahu will urge a meeting of the Security Cabinet today to support the full conquest of the Strip. CNN notes senior officials close to Netanyahu said, "The die is cast. We're going for full conquest. If the chief of staff doesn't agree, he should resign." Next to Colorado, where folks who don't get health insurance through their jobs could see their premiums increase by hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year under the new GOP tax plan, according to the Colorado Division of Insurance.
Insurers have asked to increase rates by 28% on average, but people who qualify for tax credits designed to help low-income workers afford coverage, which are set to expire on December 31st, could see increases as high as 196%. Adam Fox with the Colorado Consumer Health Initiative says Coloradans could also face additional out-of-pocket costs.
People will see higher deductibles and higher out-of-pocket maximums, so it's going to be more expensive for people to seek care. And ultimately, we know that that means that in a lot of cases, people delay or forego care that they need.
I'm Eric Galatas.
And Arkansas nonprofits operated by people of color are celebrating Black Philanthropy Month, an annual global celebration in August that amplifies, uplifts, and empowers Black funding.
Women's Foundation of the South is celebrating 4 years of providing grants to nonprofit organizations operated by women of color in Arkansas and 4 other states. Founder and CEO Carmen James Randolph says studies show programs run by women of color receive about 50% less in donations from charities and foundations.
That's why we created WFS. We weren't started with a large donation. The first $100,000 came from Black women working in philanthropy, giving up their own dollars, asking their institutions to match their gifts, and asking their friends to contribute.
WFS has provided grants to more than 114 nonprofits. I'm Frieda Ross reporting.
Meantime, the federal government says South Fork Coal Company is allowed to haul coal through West Virginia's Monongahela National Forest after advocacy groups filed a lawsuit arguing they don't have valid rights to do so. Olivia Miller with West Virginia Highlands Conservancy says advocates are disappointed in the decision and will continue legal action.
There were over 2,300 public comments opposing South Fork Coal Company's valid existing rights determination. So we need to speak up again and continue to demand accountability.
The company has hauled coal and equipment through the forest since 2022 and filed for bankruptcy earlier this year. This is Public News Service. An attempt to override North Carolina Governor Josh Stein's veto of a bill that would have prohibited diversity, equity, and inclusion practices in higher education was unsuccessful in the General Assembly.
Senate Bill 558 was aimed at barring DEI and the UNC university system and community colleges. In his veto letter for the bill, Stein wrote, "Rather than fearing different viewpoints and cracking down on free speech, we should ensure our students learn from diverse perspectives and form their own opinions." President of the North Carolina State Conference of the NAACP, Deborah Maxwell, points out that the state has the second most historically Black colleges and universities, and those schools were created to provide opportunities for people of color.
Those schools were formed because there was a need for a school that elevated the diversity and the equity of people of color, not only in the state of North Carolina. We have multitudes of students who come from all across the country to attend our historical colleges.
There are 10 HBCUs in North Carolina. Supporters of Senate Bill 558 say DEI initiatives stifle academic freedom. I'm Eric Tegedoff reporting.
And just like people served by safety net programs, local governments could face a much different economic future depending on how federal cuts trickle down.
The new domestic policy law championed by Republicans is known for big cuts to programs like Medicaid. That's one area Red Wing Mayor Gary Yocko is paying attention to, noting his city's ambulance service, led by the fire department, is deep in debt. If the ripple effects of federal cuts push that debt higher, tough choices could be made.
What other reductions have to be made, or what increase in taxes have to be made.
The One Big Beautiful Bill Act did give local governments a break in other areas, including preserving the tax-exempt status of municipal bonds needed for public works projects. Meanwhile, Yako says they're strongly pursuing affordable housing development that meets the needs of workers. He says that will benefit Red Wing's larger employers that lead the local economy. I'm Mike Moen.
And finally, a local band has been deemed the King of the Chicago River after transforming it into a floating musical stage.
Lawrence Tome has sparked a movement within the Grassroots Musicians Network. Band member Ben Kinzinger says his Sad Cowboy Sound group has led secret shows afloat a cement structure for years. Now they've turned into a local attraction that brings people together.
It's pretty epic. It's a whole crowd of folks that are, 20, 30 feet out in front of you, and there's a body of water between. And like one of these shows, there's like 30 plus kayaker canoe people out on the water, other bigger boats.
For Illinois News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch.
This story was produced with original reporting by Amy Frankie Felogy for Arts Midwest. This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.